Warhammer, ISBGN, USC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Ashburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from StanAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfa.com.
Howdy, this is Callan from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Where the quake meets reality. Urban Terror.
Greetings and welcome to another Friday edition of Urban Radio. I am your import-toting pimp in the box, Oswald, and for the next few hours, we will check out Urban Terror, the future, and what it holds. For that, this is Barbecue. Greetings. What's going on? It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio, and it is the Friday edition. Sort of been scrambling here to try to put together a radio show. We were supposed to have some big news, that being the release of Beta 2.5 this afternoon. Unfortunately, through our testing last night, we had a few problems, found a few bugs, and the bugs were big enough, and that's going to delay the release of 2.4. So, I've been scrambling since last night to try to put some sort of a show together. So if we are not on too long, you know why. Because all I have is music and very little to talk about since everything I was talking about is focused on Beta 2.5. But I have a few things I can share with you and we'll just take it from there and see what happens. First, I'm sure people want to know when 2.5 will be released. We actually have to wait for the coders to get online here since they're both in Australia. They usually get on here in about another 2 or 3 hours. I'm not sure if they are aware of what happened last night on the server as we were testing with, I think, anywhere between 16 and 18 people. And unfortunately, it's just things that happen. I'm better us catching it than releasing it and having the community catch it and offering us nothing but grief. So, with that said, no Beta 2.5 today. That will hopefully return in the next few days. And we'll put some sort of an update on the website here, I'm guessing, in the next day or so. With that said, where do we want to go? I have no idea. I guess I'll get the props out of the way here, as I usually do. You can download all the pre-recorded or the recorded shows over on the6floor.com. Zach over at ZD Web Hosting has all the shows hosted on his site. We thank him for that. Also, his support at utforums.com. Check it out. Acerburn over at ForbiddenNinja.com does post the weekly notes we use on Urban Radio. So if you don't want to listen to me, rather read along, go over, check it out, download them. If you want to play 2.4 right now, we do have Blade Killer running her server. It's a CTF server, 64.180.91.203. Join up, play. It's running CTF maps like Golgotha, Paradise, and I believe Dam's on there. Check it out. I'll try to join in here in a little bit and see what's happening there. And finally, big shout out to the guys over at Team Sports Network who allow me to use their Shoutcast server every week to broadcast on. Without their support and efforts, the show would not be what it is today. So thanks to the guys like Coldshot, Travelin', Wizard, Juno, all those guys. Good guys. We'll also have more community news from TSN later in the show from Whispers. Stay tuned for that. And
this just in to the TSN News Desk. More people with internet access listen to the Team Sportscast Network than those who don't have internet access. If you are listening to us with your internet access, thank you for listening. The number one station for online gaming, TSN.
This is Disturbed. The song is Fear. I'll be right back. Urban Radio. All right, this is Oswald. We're back, Urban Radio. The problems that we ran across last night, when the server was set friendly fire to one, the server seemed to click or kick client 15. When it was set to two, the server kicks five or more clients at once from the numbers 15 and up. This happened when the round winner was announced in Team Survivor. It does not happen with bots. It only happens when we have other gamers in there, so that is the delay in getting Beta 2.5 out to the community. As I said, once the coders get on air, we'll check with them, see what sort of corrections we can make, and hopefully get it out as soon as possible. If you have any other questions you want answered, feel free to send me a private message in Pound Urban Terror, and I will try to get to them. That's basically what the show's going to be, since, as I said, all my content was focused on a release later today at 2.5. I guess I can go into some of what I did have planned talking about Beta 2.5. It seems over the past few weeks on the forums, some of the changes we made in Beta 2.5 have not really been welcomed by all with open arms. I guess it's not too surprising since many do not like changes, myself included. But when it comes to a game, you know, gamers like to learn the game, understand the learning curve, and then once they're on top, stay on top and not have to relearn what they've been playing here for, say, you know, the last year and a half. We know that, and we feel that some of the tweaks and modifications we have made will improve the mod. That's not to say that gamers are not going to be unhappy with this upcoming version, but, you know, we're doing what we can. And we know there will be naysayers out there to prove us wrong. But for the majority of the community, we know you are looking forward to Beta 2.5, fixing some of the problems we've had, like the connectivity issue that seems to be the major issue right now. While there really hasn't been much made about 2.5 from our side, like I said, we did fix some of the issues that were plaguing 2.4. Hopefully some of the other changes we made will also bring a smile to your face and get some more gamers playing Urban Terror. As I said, you still can connect to servers. Many gamers do seem to have problems with it, having to type a slash reconnect in the console to get connected. Sometimes that may take as long as 5 minutes to get into a game. Unfortunately, you know, it hurt as some of the server admins have rolled back their servers to Beta 2.3. But as I said, we have not seen any issues with connecting to a server or the server sending large packets of information across, causing lag and really taxing servers. So hopefully 2.5 will be a step in the right direction for Beta 3. We've also seen some problems with the master server over at id Software, and if that would just cooperate, I think we'd be in business here. There was a DOS attack recently on their server as it was authenticating all clients without needing the CD key. Unfortunately, there were some repercussions, and the master server did go down, causing more issues for, I know, gamers in our community who were not able to connect using the in-game browser. That's why we continue to pimp the all-seeing eye, udpsoft.com/i. We do think that's one of the better applications to use instead of the in-game browser when trying to find your Urban Terror game. Or for those others who are real elite, they can just go in and they can just add the IP into their config file, and they got their favorites. So that's a little bit behind as to why 2.5 is not being released. As I said, once I get some information from the coders, I will pass that on to you, and we'll go from there. We apologize for not being able to get it out. That's one reason we really did not pimp 2.5 like we did Beta 2.4. I know many thought it was 2.4 was a bit of a letdown from Beta 2.3, since we did have all those issues. But nonetheless, we got it out, and hopefully 2.5 fixes all of those problems that we've been faced with. Going to play a little Pink Floyd, check out some of these questions here that people are sending me, and we'll be right back. This is The Wall. We're back, Urban Radio, a little Metallica, Eye of the Beholder, a little Pink Floyd, The Wall. So we do have the server up and running, as I said, CTF 64.180.91.203. And right now it looks like it's about 6-on-6. Blue team's leading 4-0. Behind the strong play of Legomancer, 70 points. Unnamed player who's dead with 61. And Orlando from A-plus with 43. Blade Killer and myself are on there representing Silicon Ice. If you want to check it out, 64.180.91.203. And we will check in periodically and see how things are going. Back on to a little more for 2.5 here real quick. There were some other changes. Rommel was updated again. There were a couple other minor issues with the map. So Barbecue changed a few things. Basically plays the same. So you can expect to see that in 2.5 as well. And it's roughly going to be about 3, maybe 4 megabytes. Some of the fixes, we'll get into some of the fixes that we had planned for 2.5. Docta has been busier than expected the past 2 weeks. In fact, him and 27 have both spent much time in the code base working out the issues that were brought to our attention after releasing beta 2.4. We have been able to keep the community up to date on the progress we've been making. Doc has been posting, 3 or 4 dot plans a week in order to keep everybody informed. So if you happen to miss one or two of those, go to silicon-ice.com, click on dot plan files, and you can read what he has been up to. Sweet Nuts also did a plan file, and I believe I had one in there as well. So you can check what Nuts has been working on. I know many saw his pictures of a snow level for Urban Terror over on the sixth floor probably 6 or 8 weeks ago. He is still working on that. He says there's some issues with the lighting that's being cast on the snow, the shadows, due to Q3 map, which we know Yidnar has been working on. So once he gets those problems worked out, hopefully I can get some more pictures from him, and we will post them. Some of the changes that have gone into 2.5, and I'm not sure how many of these will change between now, since we're not releasing it today, and the future. But these are just a few of the fixes. Client info was being corrupted by the new team skin codes. That has been fixed. As I mentioned earlier, large amounts of data going to the server added in beta 2.4 were removed in 2.5. This will result in less server lag, like you've been seeing on 2.4. There's a problem with the 999 bug in bots. That's been fixed. The slash follow command now works correctly, so you can follow enemies. The CG underscore defer players now works correctly. And after a team discussion and some of the quality assurance guys, we did reverse our decision and unlocked our gamma. You know, what can I say? I know we said we would not budge, but we reversed it. It seems it was probably doing more harm than good. So those who want to play with a higher than 1.5 gamma, feel free. Run it up to 2, 3, 4, whatever you want. Gamma is now yours to own. And we also added a small delay on zooming that prevents snipers from gaining full accuracy immediately. This is basically to stop script exploits and let people fire accurately while unzoomed. Again, this is something that's drawn a little bit of attention during testing, and I know a few of the QA guys have brought this up during the testing. We've also added environmental lighting to the decals and the particle effects, so they'll no longer stand out as large white or large bright spots on walls, on concrete, things like that when you fire. And the effects go off on walls. It looks real good now, and the helmet is also more effective. Before we get into the weapons here, I'm still trying to sort a few things out. Hopefully, get a little more content for the show. Well, here, April 29th, 1992. This is Sublime. We'll be right back. Urban Radio. Get rid of this looter. That was Sublime. April 29th, 1992. That was for Juggernaut from Unified. Thanks for the suggestion. As I mentioned at the start of the show, there are some other urban terror happenings with Team Sports Network. Whisper is one of the newest radio personalities over on TSN. He's also a big urban terror fan. He is teaming up with Nate from QuakeCon Radio to get the community to the next step in urban terror competition coverage. The show will be coupled with the new Inside the Game site over at inside.enterthegame.com. And it'll offer you match results, highlights, prediction, clan spotlights, weekend review, polls, and everything else related to urban terror competition. It was brought up that this may take listeners away from our show here on Urban Radio. That's not the case. I fully support what they're doing, and you know, I'm here to help them, as is, I think, everybody on Silicon Ice. So if they ever need anything from us, feel free, guys. We are around and willing to help. As Whispers reported a few days ago, he and Nate finished broadcasting their first dry run. It was a 2-versus-2 on the level CASA. He said the commentary is pretty chunky and raw, but it's hard to expect anything near top quality with a 2v2 scrim. He did manage to get the sound levels right and everything as far as the technical end of things went very well, he said, so that's a plus. He also says if all goes well, they'll finally get, they finally get the authorization, the debut show will be Tuesday night with a doubleheader of the, stay title shot matches, with Knox versus PS in the East and, Plant Phoenix versus Ill in the West. All in all, Whisper says, I don't think, it's a great show and I definitely learned a ton of do's and don'ts. So now more than ever, I'm looking forward to a very polished Tuesday debut. So, if you want to check it out, keep your eye on Team Sports Network website, tsncentral.com, and you can find more information there. If you're interested in listening to some of the raw trial runs live, you can idle and pound BOS on irc.enterthegame.com. And they will notify you when the server is open. This is only for the test, the trial runs. But during these trial runs, they can only serve a small amount of users, so it's basically a first come, first serve. And I think they're still looking for a name for their show here. I know they threw a few of them around. I'm not sure if I should mention any of those. So regardless, we do wish best of luck to Whispers and Nate from those of us on the development team on their show on Tuesday.
Urban Terrace version 2, the combined power of Cello and UTZ. Ready to continue the Urban Terror battle. All the latest news, a map depot, our game server information, and more. Urban Terrace.
And right after we hear from Radiohead, I will talk a bit about the weapons and what they will be like in Beta 2.5 and upcoming after that in Beta 2.6. This is Creep.
Yeah. so fucking special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
All right, a little Radiohead. The song is Creep, and we're back, Urban Radio. Before we go on about the weapons, got a few things to mention here. First, I want to wish happy birthday to Fommel from the Abjects. Don't know how old he is. He didn't tell me. But happy birthday, and I believe he is owning on the server. Oh, nope, he wasn't. Not on the server. Never mind. So happy birthday to you, and have a great weekend. Also, from a couple of the guys over at Triad, I know I'm going to screw his name up. I always do. Dragon, Clan Triad, he, Nuck, and Omida, they are in the beta testing stages of their upcoming level, Drug Lord Airstrip. You can look for release information sometime next week. You can also find all the details and screenshots over at www.clantriad.net/devteam. Pretty cool looking map. Maybe that's only because it has airplanes in it, and those are pretty cool. Anyways, go check it out. Pretty impressive looking map. Basically a drug lord's hangout. It's got an airstrip, as the title says. Got some pretty neat stuff. Check it out, and I think I'll be testing that with them on Sunday, and hopefully I can put a little feature up on the sixth floor and talk about it. God willing. Anyways, also, hey, we have a question from Liquid TJ. He says, it's been said that 2.6 is primarily going to address weapon balance. Are you guys looking to do other things as well, or 2.6 be focused released like 2.5? Well, let me, I guess that'll segue into what I was getting ready to discuss, that being the weapons for 2.5. There was, we were even debating bringing this up on the show today, but it seems the word weapons causes everybody to get their panties in a bunch and seem to spew their own opinions on the forums and anywhere else they can, and causes quite a bit of controversy, not only among the gamers, but basically between the gamers and the team. It was mentioned in the dot plan posted by Docta that gamers are already wanting changes to the weapons before even playing 2.5. Some of those changes that were mentioned, there were no changes to the damage on any of the weapons for 2.5. But I think that the two or three that that got the community talking were the spread and movement penalties were both increased on the UMP-45 and the MP5K. And the G-36 movement penalty was reduced, so you'll be a bit more accurate when you're moving with the G-36 in your hands and you're firing. Those three things were enough to get the community talking, and like I said, they laid down quite a bit of information, opinions, bullshit, whatever you want to call it, on the forums this week. I followed most of it. I was not going to give out any sort of an opinion as to what I thought. I mean, I've played it. I know a couple of the guys who did post in the thread also played it, as they've been testing with us. As Doctor mentioned, the weapons have been slightly tweaked to make some more devastating weapons a bit more balanced. The MP5K became a bit more powerful than we intended with the hitbug gone. Because of its rate of fire, it was getting a lot of headshots. We do understand people's feelings and frustrations about the weapons, but we felt it necessary to get Beta 2.5 released as soon as possible so we could deal with the server issues. That was basically what the 2.5 release was intended for, was the large server issues. We are hoping to do a 2.6 release in the not-too-distant future. That release will primarily address the concerns with the weapon attributes and the balance. We may actually address much of the code that determines what gets hit and how. We aren't saying Ares has flaws in it, but we may shrink some zones. It may shrink the head zone to a smaller area if if headshots continue to be predominant. So there are some changes we are looking at. None of those have really been discussed at any length right now. We do want to get this version out, 2.5. And once we get that out, get the feedback from the community, see what they think about the weapons, and many of the changes we hope will be pretty much final until beta 3.0. But it will be your input that basically tells us what way you want the weapons to go. I know there was some testing by Two Sparkster, and he posted some information in the forums. He actually posted it twice, as I removed it the first time because the development team thought it was not right to post it at that time. Unfortunately, he did. Community responded, and we did talk about it some length on the team. But it was posted again. It seemed to get a pretty good thread going in it. So Beta 2.6 will primarily be focused on the weapons, their damage, their attributes. So once 2.5 is up, play it. And feel free to post all your feedback in the forums. And we will work from there to improve the weapons for Beta 2.6. With that said, this song goes out to Warhammer. It's a shout-out to all his Canadian homies. And that he says Canada will reclaim the its rightful place as the number one hockey nation. Yeah, keep wishing, War. This is the Tragically Hip.
The sky was dull and hypothetical.
we're back on Urban Radio. That was the Tragically Hip for Warhammer, our buddy over at ISPGN. For those of you who have been around since Beta 1, he's been one of the avid supporters of Urban Terror. We actually met him at QuakeCon. Great guy. We love dealing with him. We hope to see his website and his support continue on for Urban Terror. If you have any questions you want answered, feel free to send them my way. Just send me a private message as I am flaming here, like Canada is in hockey, because they're going to get owned by the U.S. But enough of that. This show is not about sports or hockey. But anyways. If you hadn't, if you haven't been to the general forums, some of you might remember .exe, Silicon Ice Guy, who unfortunately was not able to stay on the team. Said he had to take care of some personal business, but he is planning on updating the map Riyadh. I know some of you played it, and actually it was the last map in the rotation here on the Urban Radio game server. But he is updating it. He is asking for your suggestions. If you want to chime in and give your suggestions and put a post on the general Urban Terror forum, he does have a few pictures of what you can expect. Thanks to Sweet Nuts, who's been doing much of the graphic the texturing work on it. Map looks pretty cool. I actually have the PK3 of it. Unfortunately, with all the problems I've been having this week with my system, I haven't been able to test it. But you can expect the remake of Riyadh to include things like new spawns. They're going to be placed behind the base instead of the oasis area like they are now. Both the bases are going to be completely reconstructed. They're both going to be symmetrical now. There's going to be, I believe he said, 6 entry points as opposed to the previous 2. And those of you who remember the cloth, the colored cloth that's on the base, you know, the bulletproof cloth, well, that's now going to be penetrable. That's something he's doing in the map. That's not something we are doing in the code base. The R speeds have been improved, although it's pretty good R speed map to begin with. Terrain has been, he says, smoothened, has been smoothed over and lowered to make all places climbable on the level now. The ruined buildings on each side of the mountains have been remade. And he also said, I think he said this in a message to me, that the long way around where the oasis area is will actually be a little bit more usable now as opposed to just being spawn points. And he's also thinking of adding tunnels, but I think his ideas have sort of faded on that now. I don't think he's going to do that. But it's a pretty good thread and pretty cool-looking screenshot. I will post some more if I get around to it on my website, sixthfloor.com. But that's one of the big news. So you can expect to see Riyadh and his other map, Rejavec. Some of you might know that as 101, which was released, I believe, Beta 127. He did remake that, and that one's looking pretty good as well. Oh, other than that, we do see some more maps coming out of the community. Many, many screenshots have been released over on our level design, our level release forum. I know Dick Dastardly is working on a final for the level Golgotha. Laneway 2 from Sism is also under development, and if you want to check out some of the screenshots, you can go over to www.terrorists, that's spelled with a Z on the end, .net, terrorists.net. And Lord of Doom has, as usual, posted some good screenshots of what that map is going to be like. That seems to be a big favorite among CTF players. And while I'm on the topic, Lord of Doom has updated his site now that Cello is back online. And he and Yunky are now coordinating on the website. And the website actually looks really nice. Big improvement over what we saw in his previous site. He's done a lot of work to it, so I'd like to give him a thanks to him and Vampirus for all their support for Urban Terror. The news site is pretty cool. Like I said, he's got news, he's got polls, he's got, like I said, 4 Cello servers, courtesy or 4 servers courtesy of Cello. His new poll, what is the worst new element of Beta 2.4 in your opinion? And looks like the new 2.4 bugs. Well, there's a surprise, right? overwhelming support for the new bugs, and that's not too surprising. We sort of knew that once it was released. Lord of Doom has to say, yeah, okay, maybe this poll was a bit premature, but I didn't expect the new bugs to be this big and the 2.5 version this close. 59.5% of the people want the new bugs out. That means only a small part think of the new changes are worse than the 2.4 issues. 9% of them don't like the new night vision goggles. His question is, have you tried R_overbrightbits0? 4.3% of the people think that the old ROMO was better and want it back the way it was. Why is beyond me. The new ROMO is much more playable, has many more routes between bases. Maybe it's a CTF thing. I don't know. But check out his website. As usual, very professional, great-looking website. That's terrorist, terrorist.net. And as I did pimp Drug Lord, it looks like Fat Cat, some of you might remember him from the Action Quake 2 days. He's working on another resurrection of one of his Action Quake 2 maps called Lock and Load, but I believe that's for another mod, not Urban Terror, so I don't think we'll be seeing too much of that on our servers. Other than that, I don't have much more to go. I'm trying to find someone to take over the server from me here. I got a little bit more to talk about. Let me queue up a few songs here. This is Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. I'll be right back. Urban Radio. This is Oswald. We're back. Oswald on Urban Radio. That's about going to do it this week. As I said, I apologize for the attempt at a show this week. Unfortunately, I just couldn't put something together in time to make a decent show. But we dropped a bit of information out there for you related to 2.5. We will update you later this week as soon as we find out what the status of Beta 2.5 is. We will post that on our website, and we will work on getting a release out. With that said, coming up next, you will be hearing Warwitch. He's going to bring you some music here. And I'm going to say goodbye for the week and have a great weekend, and we will check out Urban Radio next week. Take care.
Oh, that's over? All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.